Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the human being given a very great reward to the people of Iman, and that is in the form of dua, prayer. This is a great reward. And remember that the greater the reward and mercy and grace that comes from Allah, then a person should with energy benefit, and also with full power and energy, shaitan, he creates doubts and whispers in that person and he makes him weak. Dua, with regards to dua, there's so much to know. And one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is enough, that the dua, it is the tool for the mu'min. Yeah? It is the, you can say, the weapon that protects you. Allah Ta'ala has protected the mu'min totally with dua, supplication, prayer. So if we have such a great energy and power, and such a great asset that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, then why do we worry? Why? Something to think about. Sometimes we're worried about food or bread or the stomach or the home. And not just this, Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Quran, Wastajib, Allah Ta'ala says, Wadu'ukum, ask from me, subhanAllah. Ask from me and I'll give to you. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says that a person who is the most generous of all cannot say this. Who is the one who gives? Allah. Allah's treasure chest, even from a needle. Take a needle, subhanAllah. And Allah Ta'ala's got everything from that size to the biggest thing, wider and bigger than the universe. Allah says, ask from me, you'll get ashamed of asking, but I will never be ashamed of giving. I will never cease giving. And that's how dependent we are. That's how dependent we are. In need we are. But our mindset doesn't go towards that. Our determination doesn't go towards that. Why? What's the reason for that? Shaitan has tricked the insan, the human being. That we have total certainty on the means of the dunya. If I go to this person, he'll assist me. We have a word that we... It's very common amongst us in our countries, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. Oh, let's take somebody's reference. Let's get somebody's reference. If we get the reference, then we'll succeed. Can't get a job? Oh, let me seek somebody's reference. If I can't get the visa? Or have you got any reference that you can give for me so I can get the visa? So if Allah Ta'ala's reference is a person has that, then why does he need to seek from the people? Or we say we don't have Allah's reference, Allah's support. Or we say we don't believe in the Quran. Or we say that we don't believe in such a big announcement. We're all listening. I'm also with you and you're with me. But we don't have the determination to have yaqeen on this point. Now if we have yaqeen on this, subhanAllah, then all of the treasure of the earth and the heavens will come to us. Such a beautiful, sweet sleep we will have. Without any worry, without any concern, we will have no fear or grief over food or bread. The darvish, the friends of Allah, they do this, and you will have heard this commonly with regards to the status of the friends of Allah. My Hazrat Sahib's respected father, he himself was a pious elder, and this was his habit. I'm telling you about 100-150 years ago. Yeah, 100-150 years ago. Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gongohi Sahib, his generation that I'm speaking about, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib was present, these great personalities were present, and my Hazrat Sahib's father was present. Shaykhul Hadith, he was Dakkan. And his habit was that he used to herd the goats. That's it. Yes, when it was evening, and Hazrat Sahib used to say that nothing, he said, don't keep anything at home. If there's nothing before, whatever's left, even the water that was in the vessel, that turn it upside down, so there's nothing left. Look at the tawakkal, the reliance in Allah. And he said, I don't like keeping things here. That Allah, our Rabb, has given to us to eat and drink and wear today, he will give tomorrow as well. Subhanallah. And today, we think it's a game. It's a game for us, life. We don't even tread a footstep. Even they used to recite the same kalma, we recite the same kalma. So why is there a difference? There's one reason for that, great reason for this. And that reason is that we don't have the yaqeen. Our yaqeen is extremely weak. Extremely weak. As we go, for example, in a plane, when we sit in the plane, our yaqeen, as we travel in that plane and move away from where we were, our yaqeen decreases. Some elders, pious elders said, I heard this in my Hazrat Sahib's gathering, an individual came and said, oh, I want to apply a visa. For a visa, he said, Hazrat Sahib said, why? I want to go to Saudi Arabia to work, to do this. Okay, fine. Yes, a person gets thawab, he goes on a journey. The friends of Allah, they think according to their thinking to develop the certainty in person. Hazrat said, Babu, you have young children, you'll leave them and go. He said, what shall we do then? We have to earn and eat and food and drink. Something, Hazrat Sahib said, who will give you food there? He said, Allah. Hazrat Sahib said, who gives food there? Allah. Hazrat said, oh, maybe it's a different Allah there who will give you food. If you had yaqeen that Allah will give you to eat and your sustenance everywhere, then you sit with tawakkal Allah and your rizq would be written and you'd receive it. And what happens is that shaitan tricks us. We think ourselves that, yaar, this is true. If we're here, look how much food we've got, how much we've got this, and ease and comfort, and how much money has come. And those in our countries, oh, they think the people in England are enjoying themselves, they've got a lot of money and this and that. But in reality, the reality is this, is that we have the same amount of wealth here that we were going to have there. It seems, but we've got here the same that we were going to have there. Rather, my experience is this, if you go there, then people, they eat with ease, simply, very easily. The amount a person struggles here, makes effort for the sake of earning, he lies, commits fraud, leaves salah, there's this and that. There you'll see, in our home countries, a person's lying down under a tree, he's got a glass of lassi, dry chapati, bread, and there's a piece of fresh butter. And obviously he's farmed and he's toiled and he's taken out the milk and then the butter is generated. If you eat this, you say, hey, you have some as well, and he'll give you some. And we don't even get this in our destiny. So this is the point that Allah Ta'ala, if we listen to one of his words, Allah says, ask from me, I'll give to you. That's it. Allahu Akbar. If we get yaqeen on this. Now tell me, we don't know how weak our yaqeen is that we don't even listen to this word of our Rabb up to now. Look at our salah, my brothers. Look at our hajj and our ibadat and our worship. Look at it. Our foreheads are black, rubbing so much, and we don't have yaqeen. I remember an event of a pious elder. I can't remember who he was now. He was a great sheikh with a great level, a great status, and he was traveling once and he went into a masjid. He was praying salah. And Imam Sahib led the salah, then in the second salah he prayed, and then the morning prayer. And he said, I'm looking at you, where have you come from, O pious elder? Oh, elder, I'm a journeyman, I've traveled from. He said, where are you staying? Just stay in the masjid, I'm resting here. He said, is it? So what about your food? What about preparation for your eating? He said, okay. He said, I'll give you the answer afterwards. First, let me repeat my salah that I prayed behind you. He said, the imam who doesn't have yaqeen in Allah, who will give food, he questions, then how will my salah behind him be accepted? This was his thinking. So the meaning of what I'm saying is that this is the amount of change that's come inside us. They are also insan, we are also insan. So many changes have undergone inside that we don't have yaqeen, certainty, that we are wretched and running around in the dunya. Those people had great yaqeen. They're straightforward. Alhamdulillah, Sahaba Akram, this was their style, the noble companions of the Alunum, that they're sitting on their horse, on their transportation, on their camel, they heard some news, stop the camel, they came off the camel and prayed two rakah salah and raised their hands to Allah. Because Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them this, that when you have a need, then don't go to anyone else. Who should you go to? To Allah's court, Allah's presence. And the more yaqeen you take, the more certainty you take, the more successful you'll become. The more at that time your approval will come for what you need. Subhanallah. So don't leave the means. Ask from Allah directly and then adopt the means. But don't have certainty in the means. Have yaqeen in Allah. Our Rabb, brothers. Yaqeen, certainty If this doesn't come into our life, then our every situation will be bad. I swear by Allah, sakoon cannot come to the person. The person who doesn't have yaqeen in his Rabb. If somebody asks, مَنْ رَبُّكَ? This question will come, won't it? So what's our preparation for this? The preparation is that if you had yaqeen, did you have yaqeen in the dunya and your Rabb? That you lie, that all your actions are negative, you do according to your whims and desires, that you don't have yaqeen, certainty in your Rabb. So what answer will he give there in the grave when he gets questioned? And how will he answer that my Rabb is Allah? So the answer that will come from the tongue, rather it will come due to our yaqeen on that day. Because we are people of tasawwuf, that's why I'm mentioning this small point and seek apologies. Don't be upset what I'm saying. We have to work hard on this. We have to work hard on this. That's why we're gathered here today. This work we've started, dhikr. So there is an objective behind all of this. That if you think for a moment, that I don't know if this much yaqeen that I should ask for my Rabb and I can get close to my Rabb. Allah Ta'ala's friends, we read about them, their events, they tell us, they also recited kalima, they also human beings, they just did one action. That they elevated their yaqeen so much that whatever Allah says, that is what will occur. That's it. And it cannot be anything else will occur. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says will occur. No power of the dunya can turn that upside down. Remember, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُعِزِّلُّ مَنْ تَشَى, Allah Ta'ala says that whoever I want to give respect to, the whole world makes effort to disrespect him. He cannot be disrespected. Subhanallah. And whoever I want to make wretched, then the whole world can stand on his side to save him, but nobody can save him. Subhanallah. So everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control. Everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, so I remember an event, maybe quite some time ago, I shared it with you. I feel like sharing that with you today. Hazrat Hamar's generation it was. Great friend of Allah who passed in the history, Rahmatullah Ali. And this is the olden days. The olden days, historical days, Iraq, Baghdad, I think, this event. And in that city, there was an individual who lived there. He was a tajir, businessman, rich, used to, mashallah, eat and drink like tajir. They're rich. And his hobby or pastime was in the evening, his friends would come, they'd drink together, and food, drink, and dance. And you know how people sort of celebrate their free time. So you'd have a gathering regularly, and these actions would take place. The alcohol, drinking, dancing, music, etc. So one day he had a gathering like this, and there was a gathering that was put together, and there was a bit of delay in the food. The guests came, and the guests came, obviously, who were invited, and he said that the guests have come and there's delay in the food. Okay, what I'll do is that I'll we'll start some other sort of enjoyment action up. So he said to his khadim, to his ghulam, he said, let's keep the people busy, occupied. He said, go to the market and buy some fruit, dry fruit from the market, so that while the food is being prepared, I can give some dry fruit to my guests and we can just pass the time. This happens, isn't it, with the guests, just to keep them happy and busy and occupied. And these were 4 dinar he gave to his worker. The ghulam said, okay, he said, come quickly, because before the food is ready, you need to come back. So he reminded his servant, his worker, and the ghulam said, yes, my master, quickly, I'm just going to go and come back quickly. So he took the 4 dinar as he went. He went to get the dry fruit. And during that, there was a khanqah on the way. And there was a majlis, a gathering of the dhikr of Allah. Just like you are sitting, you people are sitting. There was a gathering that he saw. Every evening there was a dhikr gathering, the majlis of dhikr of Allah. So the worker, when he passed by that gathering, he heard that there's no noise coming from the hazrat, not giving no bayan, there's no nasiha, people are sitting silent, what's happening? So he thought, okay, let me just quickly look here, what's going on? Let's see what's going on. So he went to the majlis, and he stood to the side, and he watched, and he looked, and he observed, and Hazrat announced that a person stood up, and he said that, Hazrat, I am severely in need. You are a friend of Allah, and I am in need. I need 4 dinar so that my difficulty can be solved. How much did he ask? 4 dinar. 4 dinar. Hazrat looked towards all the people in the gathering. I don't have this. He looked towards that man and said, I apologize, I cannot give this to you. But let me ask somebody, maybe He said, brothers, to the majlis, the attendees, is there anybody who can assist this poor soul? He's upset, distressed, down. Is there anyone who can give him 4 dinars? And in response to that, get 4 du'as, earn 4 du'as, subhanAllah. Now, this is yaqeen. This is about yaqeen. So I'm sharing this event with you. Why was he saying this? I'm telling you, isn't it? Because his yaqeen was elevated, high. And he knew that 4 dinar, if somebody gives him this and earn 4 du'as, so the ghulam, the worker, look at his yaqeen, said to him, say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. No effort, nothing. My yaqeen was so strong on Allah, reliance on Allah. Allah definitely listened to du'as. And then the pious people, the friends of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also listens to their du'as. They are pious, they're good. Our yaqeen is this, that if there's a pious person, Allah ta'ala will listen more to his du'as, because he's pious, he's good, he's close to Allah. So now he forgot that he had 4 dinars and he had to purchase the fruit. He went straight to Hazrat. Hazrat, what did you just say? What did you say? He said that if somebody has 4 dinars, can give him 4 dinars and he'll earn 4 du'as. He said, okay, if I give 4 dinars, will you do 4 du'as for me? He said, totally, I will. He said, okay, here, take the 4 dinar. SubhanAllah. Say, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Yaqeen, I'm telling you, yaqeen. Look how much yaqeen he had. The ghulam, the worker had so much certainty that if he, the wali Allah, does dua for me, most definitely will be accepted. And Hazrat Ahmad said, if I raise my hands, Allah said himself that if you ask for me, I'll give to you. SubhanAllah. So it wasn't that he just said it because I'm a big man. No, the friends of Allah, they have a quality inherent. Their qualities, they don't think that I'm a big man, a big shot, I'm close to Allah, I'm pious, and they're all sinners sitting in front of me and they're time wasters. No, their yaqeen is this, that this man is better than me. Who's come to ask for me? If I tell you about the maktubah, the writings of Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, rahmatullahi, then I cry so much when I read these statements and blessed statements. You'll be amazed that such a great personality, and with humbleness, humility, he said to me. Yes, his student, who he taught to recite the kalama, subhanAllah, he's saying to me that it's only you with your du'as I'll be forgiven. Don't forget me in your du'as. I will show you with humility and humbleness in his maktubat. He used to request me to do dua for him. This is the glory of the walis of Allah. Never think. The more greater a person is, then he will think, can my dua be accepted? No. If he raises his hands to do dua for someone, then his yaqeen is so great. Essentially, that my Rabb said, ask, I'll give to you. So why should I not ask for this person? Why should I not ask for this? So today this doubt has been eradicated from our minds. Why do we do that? Totally, it's gone. We think that the friend of Allah, I'm talking about the real walis of Allah, not that come, I'll give to you, come to my company, ask from me, I'll give to you. No, there are people like this, aren't they? They just talk, waste of time talk. But the wali Allah, true, when he raises his hands to do dua, there was one objective only. One objective, one individual, what shall I say to you? Said, Hazrat, dua. And 2-3 times he asked, Hazrat came in his dream, that don't you know that verse of the Quran, we've not read it, that you keep on pestering me. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So, in reality, this is the situation, that they had yaqeen, they raised their hands to dua, not because they thought that they are pious, rather had total yaqeen, that whoever speaks to me, if he raises his hands as well, then his dua will be quickly accepted. I'm a very severe sinful person. And if a wali Allah doesn't have this thought, then he cannot be a wali Allah, friend of Allah. If he doesn't have this condition inside him, that he considers himself millions of times lower and worse off than that person who's asking, millions of times, naturally he feels that. It's not showing off. It's not fake. So, just raising the hands, the objective was what? Hazrat Ahmad. So, do you understand now? Not that he thought he was pious or I'm a wali Allah. What was the reason? That Allah Ta'ala said that you ask for me. He said, okay, fine. He had so much yaqeen, so strong was his yaqeen that his hands were raised for the mu'min, because the mu'min requested that, for example, if I say to you that come to me in the evening and take this money from me. Yeah, you'll say, is it? That man said to me, now, he's requested me that he'll come and I'll give you money. You're also a mu'min and he's a mu'min. Our relationship should be like this. But today our relationship is so weak that come to me in the evening, I'll give to you, and he'll knock on the door in the evening and he won't even answer the door and realize that he's even left, he's gone, he's not even there anymore. He's locked the door, locked the house. That is the loss. But the mu'min, that's his relationship. That when the mu'min says to the other mu'min, definitely says this for this reason, that if you come to me in the evening, I'll take the money from me. Yes, yaqeen, certainly that my brother said this, the mu'min has said this to me, and in the evening leave to me. This is the hal of 2 Muslims. So Rabb and the mu'min, then what should be their relationship? SubhanAllah. The connection. Allah Ta'ala has announced that, come, ask for me and I'll give to you. In the morning ask, I'll give to you. If you come in the evening, I'll give to you. Come in the daytime, I'll give to you. And I won't just give to you, rather I'll announce, don't just come. Why don't you come and ask from me? Subhanallah, but subhanallah, all day long running around like dogs, you know, like a dog pants and tongue stuck out, running around. Allah is so great, we have big needs. Wake up in the morning. Allah said, come to me in the morning. I listen to you. Go, wake up, knock on the door of Allah. In the morning praise, the morning prayer. Allah, this is not happening for me. I'm not getting married. Okay, fine. Allah Ta'ala says, don't just ask to me to give me this and that. Allah says, no, it's not the case. Even if you have a needle that you have lost, a pin, then ask that from me. Don't be vague. Be clear. I'll give you the needle, the pin. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. So imagine here our yaqeen, how where we are sitting right this moment in time. Imagine where we are sitting at the moment. Where are we at this moment in time? Our hands shake, doing dua. We're afraid if you're going to do dua, that for example, another point I'll tell you now. Near this gathering of dhikr we're sitting in, there's a summary of this gathering. I swear by Allah, my heart is saying, I'm swearing as well by Allah. I'm promising that the people, are there few people doing dhikr of Allah in the world? The rocks are doing dhikr, the walls are doing dhikr, and their dhikr, their status, their level, we cannot see them. Millions of angels, they are immersed in the dhikr of Allah. So why do we have this gathering of dhikr? There's a summary of this dhikr. That Allah Ta'ala, He allows us to come, and Allah says, come and pray 5 times a day. What does that person get? Tell me. What do we get in comparison to that? And Allah Ta'ala, we don't even know if our salah can reach close to Allah. So how can I say I'll get from salah? How do we know that? What need do I have that Allah Ta'ala says, my kalam, and you recite it? Why do we recite Allah's kalam? Why are we told this? The summary behind all of this, behind this ibadah. What is the summary? What is the consequence of this? The conclusion? Allah says, every action I allow you to do, one thing you need to do. That's it. You have to do the action. What is that? That every ibadah, after every worship action, raise your hands and ask from me. Allah says, raise your hands and ask from me. And that person who doesn't do this in reality, then he has not done ibadah. I'll tell you the truth. If today we, without asking from Allah, if we stand and leave this majlis, then Allah says that you have not done my dhikr. You used to do dhikr without yaqeen. Either you are guaranteed, you are self-sufficient. Yeah, self-sufficient, that you don't need anyone. You've got so much power that you don't have a need for your Rabb, for your Lord. Is that the case? You are so mutakabir, so proud that you have left my court, my majlis. I called you here. I sat you down in my gathering. And after letting you sit down, the objective of you doing this ibadah, dhikr, is that you should have done dhikr and asked from me. You should have asked from me, pleaded from me, begged from me, because you're sat in front of your Rabb and doing the dhikr of Allah. You should have become a beggar, a fakir, in need. And then you should have presented your needs in front of Allah and raised your hands. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. So what is this point? We pray salah, and then we just disappear. What is this? Two nafal Allah Ta'ala is aligning you to pray. Is this a minor thing? How valuable is two nafal salah? Two rakah salah. We'll do amaliyat, magic and potions and trances and this and that. Subhanallah. To get what we want, Allah's door is open, His court is open. And Allah is allowing us to pray. But we don't have the tawfiq to ask from Him. To do dua, Allah has opened His doors. When a person stands for salah, then between him and Allah, the doors have opened. The ulama ikram, respected scholars, have told us this. We hear this from them. The doors to Allah have opened. When a person stands up, and Allah is waiting, that my servant, he is there. I've given him all ease and rest and comfort. He'll ask from me. I know the poor soul is in a distress, difficulty. Immediately I'll sign it off for him. Give this to him. Assign it to him. Go on. Depart and take with you. And those who are stood outside, they're even worse. And we're asking from them. We're asking, oh brother, oh person, can you give this to me? We're running after him, phoning him. Soon as we leave the masjid. Running after people. Allah has given you a connection after today. Never should we ask from someone other than Allah, because we don't have yaqeen. My friends, every ibadah, worship, we're reciting Quran, praying salah. Should a person stand up after reading Quran without asking from Allah? Ajeeb halal. Allah has given us His karam. He's opened a Quran, put in front of us for thawab, etc. Leave all of these things for servanthood. Do ibadah for servanthood. Subhanallah. Oh, either me and you are so big shots that we have no need for Allah Ta'ala. This is our hal, my friends. This is our hal. That if we can't urinate, we'll be in problems. If we can't pass stool, yes. If we cannot do that, then we'll be in difficulty. If we can't breathe, we'll be in difficulty. One nostril, if it seals and we can't breathe, then a person's voice changes. If a pain comes in a finger, then he's got bad problems. But we fuss so much, and we are so fussy and haughty. Allah says that the best dua is ask for me for afiyah. Allah give me afiyah, Allah goodness, ask for me for goodness. Just do this, and you don't even have a need for this. Allah says, am I right or am I wrong what I'm saying? Anyway, so let's go towards the event. So he said, okay, four du'as please. Go back to the event. But here the solution came was he had yaqeen in Hazrat Hamar rahmatullah alayh. He had great yaqeen in that shaykh that he's going to do du'a for me and my du'as will be accepted. So he'll raise his hands and Allah will definitely listen to his du'a. So he said, here's the fourth dinar. He said, okay, fine. What's your first request, supplication? Say subhanAllah. Look how confident he was. So much confidence he had. And he went to Allah, how can it be that person, I saw him, an individual. He said, how can this be that Allah will not accept my words, that I will ask from Allah like a child. How can it be Allah will stop it and not give to me? I said, subhanAllah, what a love. So much confidence he's got that, subhanAllah, all night long I'll stay in sujood and I should be there and I should do these actions. So much confidence he had in his request. And I saw this in front of the Kaaba, an individual, I sat there. MashaAllah, the Kaaba was not busy at that time. He was sat in front of me. He stood up and he went. And I said, the way he's gone, I should go behind him. And I went, followed him. And he went to Multazam and I was behind him. Multazam is busy and I was stood next to him and he went straight. And he embraced the Multazam, the door, and so much confidence. And he's speaking to Allah. Allah, I want to take this with me. Allah Ta'ala, I've come for this. And this is the place where you give. SubhanAllah, yaqeen. He stood there, SubhanAllah. Half an hour he did this dua, knocking on Allah's door, asking. I said, SubhanAllah, what certainty. This is how to ask from Allah. Isn't it? And we go around the Kaaba, Rabbana atina fid dunya, those things that we keep repeating. We don't know that Allah, have you got a link with Allah? Ask for something. You have a need or a requirement or don't you? So he said, okay, fine, raise your hands. He said, first dua I'd like to ask, subhanAllah. He said, the first dua, my first prayer is that do dua for me, please, that I can be freed. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. What a great confidence he had. At that time, he said, how can you be freed? You're a servant and you'll become a malik, an owner. He said, please do dua for Allah Ta'ala. Then the shaykh did the dua, Allah free him. Second dua, he said, my second supplication, these four dinar, I've given to you four riyal, subhanAllah. So please do dua for me that these four riyal, can I get some reward so I don't get told off when I get back? Such small things he was asking for. Third dua, he said, my third dua is this, that my master, Allah Ta'ala, give him hidayah, guidance, subhanAllah. Because he's my master, I've lived with him. Look how he was, allegiance he had, azim, great people, I swear by Allah. Yes, he was ghulam, the khadim, the servant, so that I can fulfill the right, al-jazaw al-ihsanu lil-ihsan. That how we wanted to repay the favors with the favor. And we are betrayal people that top to bottom, if somebody gives us things, then never do we appreciate. Today by chance, I had such a bad condition today. I was unwell and it was difficult to look after myself. Suddenly, I thought that I've stood up, in my hand there's a tasbih. That was I capable of doing tasbih? If Hazrat Sahib, I didn't meet Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, could I have done tasbih? Ajeeb feeling overwhelming. That what a great favor of Hazrat Sahib, due to whom today there's a tasbih in my hands and I'm saying Allah. And how have I repaid the favor? I said, what have I done for him? How many du'as do I do for him? How much do I request for him? The letter of Hazrat Sahib used to come to me. Hazrat Sahib said, look, remember one thing. Hazrat Sahib's letter I am reading out to you now. I'm sharing with you. He said, don't forget me. Allahu Akbar. He said, don't forget me. Just do one favor for me, please. That after doing every good action that you do, the tawfiq Allah will give to you. SubhanAllah. The tawfiq came from him. That whenever you get the tawfiq to do any good action, then please do one action. SubhanAllah, what a system. He said, your parents and me, your teacher, and me, do ithalith, or ask Allah Ta'ala to give the, to assign this reward to us after reciting Quran, after salah, after dhikr. For me, just do ithalith, for your parents and for me, don't forget us. Whatever good action you do after that, do dua, Allah, give the reward of this to my shaykh and to my parents. This is my request to you. These were the letters of Hazrat Sahib. Subhanallah. That's it. So is there something to forget? Great favor of Hazrat, the greatest favor of Hazrat Sahib on me. This was the greatest favor, subhanallah. And this is disrespect if I don't follow that request. The great request Hazrat Sahib gave to me, and how can I not follow that request? I cannot even imagine, a person cannot imagine that the sheikh, the teacher is taking you out of the fire of Jahannam. Where would we be now? Sat in some bar with alcohol, maybe we're in this country. Look where we're standing. Yes. That's such a great miracle, such a great miracle that a 747 plane pilot has an imama, beard, dhoti, and he stood with the tasbih. And were you the pilot, weren't you, of the plane? And he sat here, the darvesh. Subhanallah. And everyone's like this, approximately, tell me. This is not a miracle. Or is this not a miracle of Hazrat Sahib? And this country where a person comes to sin. When a person comes here, he comes here, first he buys the tie, the suit, I'll wear this attire here, I'll do this action and that action. And we, subhanallah, from days ago, months and decades, we are sat here, people experienced here, and we are sat here, and we've got old white clothes, imama, and we're wearing this attire, and how he was leaving his home, I'm a computer engineer, I'm this, I'm that, my wife's a doctor, and she's this and that. All sat here like mice. Yes, one name they remember, Allah's name, that's it. Yes, we remember the reality, our origin. So when what we realize is that when yaqeen is increased, then doesn't matter what you are, you could be living in the most modern of worlds, but it's changed in the khanqah, subhanallah. It's changed in the khanqah. So this is the mu'jizat. So the servant, mashallah, he said, such a great treasure of my Malik upon me. I've asked 2-3 things. So I want to Allah, please give guidance to do dua of Shaykh for my master so Allah can give him hidayah guidance. The fourth dua is this, that subhanAllah, he said that you and all of your students were sitting. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful dua. He said, for all of them, after that, master and the people who come to his majlis is gathering for them and for me, do dua for all of us that Allah Ta'ala forgives all of us. Aha, subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us such a majlis. A person sitting like this and doing these 4 duas for us would be successful, won't we, Mulana Sahib? I swear by Allah, we would look for such majlis, such gatherings, but we don't have yaqeen, certainty in Allah. So how will we get these sort of gatherings? How will we? So by chance, if you get these gatherings, look, that he said, Yaar, how can they? What kind of majlis is this gathering? Allah is, mashallah, if you have a heart of love, then Allah Ta'ala says, you will get the gathering of love. Subhanallah. Yeah, but you should have that desire and that want. So he raised the hands, he said, hey, the 4 riyals, go, I'm going now. He said, I have to go back now. Oh, what's going to happen here? Then he said, where's my servant gone? I sent him, he was angry, he had anger, normally. He said, today this and that. And he's looking here and there, looking for him. When he went back, he saw his master was angry, but his first dua had been accepted. Soon as he saw his servant, there he cooled down the Malik, the master. He said, Yaar, you took a long time, my servant. You knew the guests were coming. He said, please don't be upset with me. Please listen to me first. Then after that, say the second thing. He said, what's it? Okay, tell me, what is it? What is it? And he forgot his anger. And his dua was accepted. He said that the situation was this, that Hazrat Hamar, you know him, his majlis gathering. He said, yes, I know. What was happening there? What link do you have with him? He said, I passed by and he was asking for 4 riyals and take 4 duas. So he said, you're running after duas? And he's calmed down, cool. He said, what were the 4 duas? Tell me, subhanallah, subhanallah. Suddenly, he said, the 4 duas were these, that first dua was this. And the second one, the dua, the prayer was this, that my money I'm giving, that I can get them back. And the first one was what? He said, first one was this, that I asked that I go back and my Malik, my master, he frees me. He said, I've freed you, you're free. Subhanallah. So much Allah Ta'ala hears, this is how much Allah hears, I swear by Allah. Allah hears everywhere like this. But we should have yaqeen, certainty. We should ask and we should quarrel. Allah, I want to get married, I need a child. And more, Allah Ta'ala loves a person more than the mother does. We should embrace. We should adhere to Allah. We should stick to Allah. Allah will show you in a dream. No, no, don't do it. This isn't good for you. This is not the case. Foolish, don't ask for these things. Subhanallah. Allah will calm you down, cool you down if you're not getting that thing. You won't get depression. You won't need to take tablets. You won't need to go to the madhouse. You won't need to commit suicide like people do nowadays when they don't get what they want. Because they don't have a link, a connection with Allah. The person who asks from Allah, can he ever take his own life? Tell me, can he? Can a person who believes in Allah, can somebody be upset with him? The whole dunya may leave him, mother, father, everyone. He has no concern. He knows Allah is with me. I'll raise my hands and I'll be successful. That's it. Subhanallah. There are many stories I could tell you. I could tell you many events, so many events. So the second dua, he said the second dua was this, that the 4 riyals I've given to the sheikh, and I had a fear that I would be told off, so Allah give me this back. He said, go, you spoke about 4 riyals, go to my treasure chest and take 40,000 riyals. Pick it up. 40,000 in return for the 4. The third dua, he said, my third dua was for you, my master, that Allah gives you guidance. He said, I swear, after today, I will, everything, alcohol, I finish. Totally gone from my life. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Fourth dua. He said the fourth dua was this, that Allah Ta'ala and all of you around you, that Allah Ta'ala gives us all guidance. This is not my control. Whatever I could do, Allah Ta'ala can do this. What can I tell you about this? How can I answer that one? He went straight to his party, to the people. They said, oh, he said, take all your goods and your belongings. And they thought there will be banging of drums and music. They said, what's happened to you? He said, this is how it happens. If your hands comes in the hand of the sheikh, the guide, then that's the fortune that changes. If you put the hand in the hand of the sheikh, then thousands of years of idol worshipping and sins removed. Suddenly, not that it takes years to succeed, I swear by Allah, within minutes you can succeed. Within minutes you can succeed. Subhanallah. But a person should have a desire to have link with Allah, connection, ikhlas, within minutes, seconds you can succeed. Minutes and seconds. So he said, get up, everyone, leave. He said, after today, the guests, he said, today, even today and tomorrow, never mentioned such a gathering, that they were strong friends of his, good friends. He said, but your friend has changed now, improved, his destination is changed, and me and you have no link now. Yes, here now in my gatherings will be recitation of Quran. There will be different actions and nothing else. Get up. They said, what is it you're saying? And look, the dua is accepted. They said that we were with you in bad times, so will we leave you in these good times? Wherever you are, we will be with you. After today, also we will stop these actions haram upon us. So then in the night, 2 rakah salah, he prayed and he went to sleep and see how Allah Ta'ala changed the fortunes. In the dreams, he had good news from the angels that, what was he, the tajir, the businessman, oh man, that all of your requests I've heard, and go, and your forgiveness and your servants' forgiveness, your friends' forgiveness, and Hamar, all of his colleagues and students are forgiven, everybody. Allahu Akbar. So what was this, my friends, the underlying factor? Dua, supplication. This is the meaning of dua. Lives change, people's lives change, doors open, paths open. What do we need for this that is lacking in us? What is that? Yaqeen, certainty, conviction, strength of understanding. We are so far from our Mawla, so far from our Lord. How should yaqeen come? Allahu Akbar. How will certainty come? To get yaqeen, to develop yaqeen, to generate yaqeen, strengthen it. We are big, big ill people. We are ill people, severely ill. We'll have to work hard and do dhikr of Allah. We need to remember Allah. Allah says, you remember me in your heart, I'll remember you in my heart. If you remember me in isolation, I'll remember you in isolation alone. If you remember me in a gathering, I'll remember you in a greater gathering than that. Subhanallah. Allah has told us this. The more you do dhikr of Allah, I swear by Allah, that's how these people were made. That's what their yaqeen was so strong. The friends of Allah, they developed their yaqeen, certainty. Certainty. We, our hands tremble when we have difficulties. How many? 12? Can I not do 10 today? My teacher said do 12. Okay, I'll write down 10. Our sheets have been given, tasbihs have been given to you, tracking sheets, I plead to you, and you got alerts and notifications on the phone, you get messages, and we're pleaded that come to dhikr, come to the gathering. Is this how you're going to get to Allah, to Allah's nearness? By missing things? Brothers, to attain Allah's nearness, totally give yourself away. We have defined you a path. Now you need to run after it, you have to make effort. Is this friendship? that why don't you do dhikr? Why don't you fill in the sheets? Why don't you make effort? No, I can't do this. And then see, so many days he hasn't come. What's the problem? Why haven't you come? So many days you haven't filled in the sheets. 5 days you've disappeared. He's upset after hearing this. He gets upset. Why did you say this to me? You said this to me that day, that time. I don't feel like I'm to your gathering with dhikr. I don't want to attend it. Yes, imagine that if you advise someone, and this is the link we have with Allah, with which face will we approach Allah Ta'ala and stand in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And our salah in this condition, our talawat in this condition of umrah, what will this be? Will they have any value? Will they have any value? Tell me. Will they? Such a great path Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Do my dhikr. Allah says, I know your weaknesses. You're not succeeding in life. For whatever you need, just do one action. Grab hold of this deed. There are two benefits I'll give to you, Allah says. Due to dhikr. Soon as you do dhikr, as you continue to do dhikr, your yaqeen will continue to strengthen that my Rabb is there, my Rabb is there, my Rabb is there. Subhanallah. And I won't leave you empty-handed, Allah Ta'ala says. I won't leave you empty-handed. Such a great maqam I'll give to you. Along with this, I will also give you the earnings for what you're doing. On every dhikr, I'll give you the earnings. Alhamdulillah, I'll give you rewards. Thawab, Jannah will be made for you. Not that you'll be left empty-handed. Double bonus, Allah Ta'ala will give. Conviction, certainty will increase. And you get rewards. So should we do dhikr on it, my brothers? Shouldn't we do dhikr? Of course. We don't do dhikr. We don't remember Allah. We don't have a connection with a friend of Allah, a teacher. And then when we have the connection, we don't appreciate it. We don't work hard. We don't make effort. This is what should happen, is that the dhikr of Allah that's been given us, the path and the door, the yaqeen should strengthen. Every moment, every second, we should be immersed in the dhikr of Allah. Every moment of our heart, every moment of our focus and attention should be on our heart. Maraqabah, subhanallah. Maraqabah is such a great action that when a person closes his eyes and sits down, Allah Ta'ala says the doors of his heart are opened. Subhanallah. The hearts of his doors are opened, all of them. The eye of his heart opens. Clearly, for Allah Ta'ala wants so much can enter into that heart, Allah Ta'ala gives that experience to that person. So my brothers, come out of the game, do dhikr, tasbih, 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, this should become our sabak, that the name of Allah, we should have yaqeen, certainty. And the more the yaqeen, certainty develops, then we'll understand the Quran, salah, sujood, and then the hands won't lower, we'll keep on asking, we won't get tired. So much enjoyment we'll get from asking from Allah, you'll be amazed. Yes, sometimes I think the Hazrat Sahab keeps on raising his hands. What's he asking for? So many times, hours, tears would flow and the hands are raised. Subhanallah. There was a taste in that asking, an enjoyment, a taste. That in front of Allah, man is stood and Allah is giving. And the taste of this kind of person, forget? Never. But our yaqeen certainty is contaminated with this dunya due to the impurities of this world, that we've run after the dunya. We say, no, we're not going to ask from Allah. The doors have been opened for what? Dhikr of Allah is the door that's been opened. Allah has opened this door of dhikr for us so that our yaqeen can be realigned, so we can have belief in Allah's words. Today, if we have yaqeen certainty and belief in asking from Allah, I swear by Allah, if we have yaqeen, it increases the first yaqeen that Allah is present and Allah gives. This is the first yaqeen that we don't have. Our Rabb, He gives, He listens. He is Sami Basir. He is listening, He is looking. When this yaqeen is developed within us, subhanallah, subhanallah, then every ibadah's color and effect will be unique. Unique. So this is the yaqeen we need to develop, that Allah is ours, He is our Rabb, and He's watching. I'm just telling you things I've heard and seen. Allah is there, Allah gives, Allah listens, Allah Ta'ala does this, X, Y, Z, etc. We don't even believe in this. Yes, we've heard ulama, respected scholars saying this, our pious elders, these things are kind of ears, but we don't even believe these things. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala, may He give us all the tawfiq capability. This is Allah's karam and His mercy, His fadl, His grace, that He has opened the doors of yaqeen for us. Yes. That's our choice. That we enter into this door, then our yaqeen will develop. Allah's opened the door that you can develop your yaqeen as much as you want, and death will come very soon. Sari'ul Hisab, Allah will account. There's a chance now, we have an opportunity. Today we should promise and sit down and make a firm promise. We won't count, and we won't get tired, and we'll keep on remembering Allah.
Whenever we see we're free, pick up the tasbih. Allah, 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 maraqabah, tasbih, maraqabah, tasbih, maraqabah, tasbih. Alhamdulillah. That's it. Whenever you're free, when you're free from the world, dunya, you stop doing work, I've done this, straight away, immediately, tasbih. Allah's dhikr, the dhikr of Allah's tasbih, subhanallah. And see how your yaqeen, how it will develop and your heart will open, then you will just ask from Allah. And the enjoyment of asking will come. What is the enjoyment? That your yaqeen will become so solidified that I'm not getting right now. Then most definitely Allah has given to me, Allah has given to me. And Allah Ta'ala, maybe at the moment I'm not capable of being accepted. My du'as Allah will give to me one day. Allah will accept my du'a one day. Allah Ta'ala, for example, Allah says, if I don't give to you today, I'll give to you tomorrow. If I don't give to you today, I'll give to you tomorrow. If I don't give to you tomorrow, then I'll give to you in the grave. If I don't give in the grave, I'll give to you in paradise. But what you're asking today, I'll give to you. Definitely, I'll give to you. Subhanallah. And I'm your Rabb, your Lord. You've asked from me. I'll give to you at that time your dua. I'll reply to dua when you'll be desperately in need. And you don't have a need a child, it's your nafs that's saying this. You don't have the need for the wife, it's your nafs. Allah knows everything what we need, what's better for us. Allah says, when you will have a need, a proper, genuine need, at that time I'll say, here, take, and your dua has been accepted, take this from me. Then you'll say, Allah, amazing, I needed this today, that was all a drama before today. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. So, come on, let's move ahead. There's so much to say. If we had to, what can we do? What should we say? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the capability to practice upon this. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa azwajihi ummatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidum majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan Gazirun. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khatana wa madana kulla zalika indana. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in.
Ae mere maula, tune rehmat nahi farmaya, tum barbaad ho jayenge mere maula. Ya Allah, tu apni nazar-e-karam farma hum par.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya musarriful qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atika. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Allahumma sabbitna lal iman wa ummitna lal iman wa shanna yawmal qiyamati mal iman. Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya qadi al hajat ikta hajatina. Ya dafiyan balayyat itfa balayyatina. Ya shafiyal amrad ishfa muradina. Allahumma afina fi badni. Allahumma afina fi sami.
Allahumma afina fi basri Rabbana hablana min aswajina wa zurriyatina Qurrata ayyun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama Allahumma rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.
Ek 20 saal ka naujawan bachcha pani mein doob kar shaheed ho gaya, uske liye khaas dua farmaye, Allah taala uske darajat ko buland farmaye. Aur khaas taur par wo to Allah ki rehmat mein chala gaya, aala darajat pe chala gaya, lekin uske maa baap, maa khaas taur par, uska kya haal hoga mere maula, uske dil ko sukoon ata farmaye. Ya Allah uske dil ko sukoon ata farmaye. Ya Allah uski pareshani ko dur farma de, mere maula usko sakina naseeb farma de. Ya Kareem tu unke maa baap pe rehm farma de. یا اللہ اپنے غیب سے میرے مولانا کو تسلی نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ اس فیصلے پہ راضی فرما دے. اے میرے مولانا کو اجر نصیب فرما, صبر نصیب فرما, آخرت میں بہت بڑا خزانہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اس بچی کی زندگی اتنی تھی میرے مولا, یہ تو سب تیری نعمتیں ہیں, جب چاہے تو اپنی نعمت ہم سے واپس لے لے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں اپنے فیصلوں پہ صبر نصیب فرما.
ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.